In Jeremiah, we see in that very first chapter, it starts off with God calling Jeremiah. And one of the most famous verses or well-known verses in the book of Jeremiah is in that first chapter in verse number 5. Well, let's go back to verse number 4. It says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying..." So here's Jeremiah, prophet, and he's hearing from the Lord. And this is what the Lord says. "Behold, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations." So here's the prophet Isaiah. He hears from the Lord directly that God is saying, "I formed you. Before you were formed in the womb, before you were born, I knew you and I had set you aside. I'd set you apart to do this work. I'd set you apart to be a prophet to the nations." In other words, I'm going to be asking you to speak on my behalf. I'm going to be asking you. You're going to be my mouthpiece. I'm going to speak to you. You're going to speak it out verbally. And then the nations will be required. The nations will be then held accountable for those words. The response that Jeremiah gives to God is, to me, somewhat humorous, but also kind of summarizes exactly how we as people often are. This really, at its heart, every one of us would probably have the same reaction. "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I could not speak, for I'm a youth." So right away, as soon as God says, "Jeremiah, look, I've set you apart. I've called you to do this. Before you were born, I prepared you for this." In other words, God is saying, "I've already seen everything I've planned for you. I got your life planned out. Before you were born, I knew all these things that I had prepared for you. And one of the things I've prepared for you to do, Jeremiah, is you are to be my mouthpiece. I'm going to send you out. You're going to speak my words. And those who hear will be accountable for the words that you speak, because it's my word spoken through you." That's an awful lot to take in. That's a lot of responsibility. And Jeremiah's response is very much what probably our response would be. And oftentimes, it is what our response is today when God calls us to do the things that he's prepared us to do. We always have that reason or that excuse why we can't. Jeremiah said, "Lord, but I cannot speak, for I'm a youth." Well, we know he wasn't a youth at the time, but he's basically saying, "Look, I'm not ready. I'm not experienced for this. You know, you're asking me to do something that I'm not ready or prepared or able to do." And in Jeremiah himself, I'm sure he wasn't. But that's the beauty of it. When God calls us to do something, you don't have to be prepared by life experience to get it done. When God's called you to do something, in fact, I would even suggest that when God calls me to do something, I can look back in my life. When God's called me to do things, I was always ill-prepared to do those. In my own ability, in my own strength, I was not prepared to do it, which was the best place for me to be. I've managed two different radio stations, Christian radio stations, over my lifetime. My wife and I started a church about 5 years ago. These are all things. These are three examples. Each time, I knew that I was being called to do something that was beyond my abilities. I was not prepared for it. I was not ready for it, not in the natural. I didn't have all the experience that was required to know exactly what I was doing. But it's what God called me to do. And so you respond to what God calls you to do. Now, had I been ready, where I felt like I was ready, I was experienced, I had the, in my own abilities, I developed those abilities and those skills to the level that I was ready to move into those positions, had that been the case, I would have then trusted in my abilities, in my skills. Instead, I had no choice but to always, "I got to trust you, Lord. If you've called me to do it and open the door, I'll walk through the door, but you're going to have to be the one that provides the abilities. Because it's beyond me." That's the best place to walk in. I've never been either, you can either say it's prepared, or I would even say I've never even had the skill level or talent to do the things that God's called me to do. But he's called, and I answered, and when I move out in faith, it's then through him that I'm able to do and to accomplish those things. And the same thing is true for you as well. God's calling you to do things today. And just like Jeremiah, it's easy for us to say, I'm not ready. You know, God, you made a mistake. Here, this person over here has lots of experience in that area. Call them to do it. I think you're making a mistake calling me. Whatever God's called you to do today, you don't have to be prepared. The only thing you have to be prepared to do is obey. The only thing you have to be prepared to do is obey. Begin each day by being prepared to obey. That's all the preparation you need. Be prepared to obey. It's also good to spend some time in the Word in prayer. But as long as you're ready to obey Him, He will, whatever He calls you to do, He will equip you to do it. I can go back to the very first job that I had. The very first job I had out of college. I was totally ill-prepared for it. Now, I had some radio experience, but they hired me as a news director at a Christian station. I had no experience in news. I had no experience in any kind of leadership position at all. I had very little experience in radio other than doing sports talk, you know, and doing some play-by-play. That's about the limit of my experience. I was totally unprepared for that job. My skill level was not enough. That was a good place for me to be. Because then I had to go in and trust the Holy Spirit to guide me every day. I had to go in and trust. I had to trust the Lord every day to give me the wisdom, to give me the insight, to give me the ability to do the things that I otherwise could not have done. And that has been repeated in my life all the time. When I see things or I'm asked to do things that I know are beyond my skill or my ability, is it daunting? Sure, we all wind up feeling like Jeremiah. We all wind up saying, Lord, I cannot, because here's the natural reason that I can't. I can't do it because I'm not ready. I'm not experienced. I can't do it for whatever the reason might be. But if God has called you to do something, that's all you need to know. If He calls you, He is going to be the one that guides. He will prepare you for it as you go through. It'll be in His ability and His strength, not in my own. I would say that in all of my experiences that I've just kind of give you an overview of, had any one of those opportunities, had I been experienced or had I attained the skill level to do those things beforehand, I would have probably then trusted in my own skill and my own ability. I would have trusted in my own experiences. And from those experiences and from that skill that I thought that I had obtained, I would have trusted and relied upon those things instead of trusting and relying upon God. And the success would not have been there. But instead, I went into each of those calls ill-prepared by human standards, ill-prepared by natural standards. But I knew that God had called me. And so you respond, and then He provides. He gave me the wisdom. He gave me the insights. He told me specifically to do things that I truly was not prepared to. You know, one of the jobs that I went into, when I took it over, they hired me as a manager so that I could take it from where it was at, the radio station from where it was at, into a more of a ministry. And that had been my experience. I was prepared and ready to do that. And that was kind of why I was hired. But what I didn't know or understand at the time was what they really needed was somebody who could get the finances in order, who could take care of things financially, because the finances were in disarray. Well, had I known that, I probably would have been exactly like Jeremiah. And I was, oh, Lord God, I cannot. I have no experience in this at all. My experience, my expertise, what I know and what I've learned is in this area, not in this area. And yet, because I didn't know what to do, God showed me step by step. Even day by day, God showed me what I was to do and how to handle. I didn't use worldly knowledge. I didn't use the expertise of past experience, and I certainly didn't use, you know, my own knowledge on finances, because there was none. And so I probably didn't do things the way the world suggested. In fact, I know I didn't do things the way the world suggested, but I did things step by step as God suggested, as the Holy Spirit told me to do. And everything worked out marvelously. We don't feel in the natural like we're ready to do the things that God has called us to do. We don't feel like we have that ability, and that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's the best place to be. Because then when you obey and you move out in that area, it's going to be His strength. It's going to be His wisdom. It's going to be His ability that takes you to a place of success. Because it's not trusting in yourself. It is truly relying upon God. It's truly relying upon Jesus Christ. So as God called Jeremiah and said, "This is what I've prepared. Before you were born, I prepared you. I prepared your life to do these things. Now, go and do." Jeremiah's response, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot. I'm but a youth. I cannot." Now listen to God's response after Jeremiah says, Jeremiah hears God say, "I've called you. Now here's what you're going to do." Jeremiah's response is, "Ah, Lord God, I cannot. You've chosen the wrong person. I'm not ready for that. I'm inexperienced." Now here's God's rejoinder to Jeremiah's response. God says in verse number 7, as Jeremiah records it, "But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say, I am a youth. For you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you,' says the Lord." If you read verse 7 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "But the Lord said to me, 'Say not, I am a youth. For you shall go and do all to whom I shall send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak." God's response to Jeremiah is using natural wisdom. He's using the logic and the thoughts and the wisdom of his natural mind. Jeremiah is saying, "Lord, I can't do this. I'm not ready, and I'm not your man. I'm not experienced. I've not done this before. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I'm a youth. I'm inexperienced." God's response is, "Do not say." He's pretty clear about this. "The Lord said to me, 'Say not, I'm a youth.'" Or as it says in the New King James, "Do not say, I am a youth." That is one of the most powerful verses that you're going to find in Jeremiah, because this applies to our lives in so many ways. God called Jeremiah. He called Jeremiah to do something that was beyond Jeremiah's natural abilities. And yet it was going to alter nations. And it's going to alter history. Jeremiah was expected to hear the voice of God and to speak the words that God said, and to speak them boldly, when and to whom God said he would speak. That's a huge, beyond intimidating, because I don't want to mess up and say the wrong words. I don't want to get the flesh in the way. And I don't want to have to be the one that says things that people don't want to hear. I don't want to have to be the one that goes and tells people of power and influence things that they don't want to hear. These are people that have power and influence over my life. I don't want to say those things. We can certainly understand how Jeremiah felt. There's probably things that God's called you to do today. I would even say beyond that. It's not probably. God calls us to do things every day. And every day there's opportunities for us to respond. But so many times we don't respond because we think, "Well, that's got to be me. That can't be God. God wouldn't ask me to do that because I'm not equipped to do that. I'm not prepared to do that. I don't have the experience or the expertise to do that." That's ridiculous. And so we disregard what God has called us to do. And then even if we did know that it was God that called, even if we knew that we were supposed to do something, we would then have the same response of Jeremiah. And we would say, "God, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm inexperienced. I'm just a youth." Be watching, because those opportunities will come to you today, this week. You will see those opportunities for God to use you. It may not be things that you see as great things like Jeremiah, but it might be momentary things at the moment where God asks you to do something small. It seems like it's something small, but he's asking you to do it. If he asks you to speak a word of encouragement, if he asks you just to turn and to look someone in the eye and smile, if he asks you to say something or to do something or to give something of yourself, whatever he asks you to do, it might seem small. And you might think that it's beyond your ability. But here's the key. If I will do those small things, God will know he can trust me to do the bigger things, the things that do impact people's lives. And he's given each one of us those opportunities. He's called us to do those things. And when we, in our nature and in our flesh, respond by saying, "God, I cannot because," and then fill in the blank. When you say, "I cannot because," know this, God is saying, "Do not say, I cannot." He said to Jeremiah, "Do not say, Jeremiah, do not say, I cannot because I'm a youth. Jeremiah, do not say, I'm a youth." In fact, that's exactly what he said. "Do not say, I am a youth." God is saying specifically to Jeremiah and to you and I, don't say something that is contrary to what I have called you to do. If God says, "Do something," don't say, "I cannot." Don't say, "I'm weak." Don't say that I'm inexperienced. Don't say, "I don't have the power." Don't say anything that is contrary to what God has said. If God called Jeremiah to do it, then God said, and you can tell by God's tone, there's not fooling around here. God said, "Don't say, I'm a youth." Jeremiah just said, "I can't do it because I'm a youth." God's saying, "Hey, listen to me, you can do anything. Don't say, something contrary to what I've said. What's God called you today? There's every reason in the world why we would say to ourselves, I can't do that. That's a mistake. Somebody else, he must be calling someone else to do that. That can't be for me. If God's called you to do it, just obey. And when your natural mind tells you to say, I can't because, and then fill in the blank. Because whatever you would say to fill in that blank, God, I can't because, and then whatever you would say, whatever you'd use to fill in that blank, God is saying to you, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say things that are contrary to what I, God, have said to you. The encouraging and the exciting thing is, God does have plans for each one of us to use us to His glory today. He wants to use you. When those opportunities present themselves today, be ready to respond. And then respond. Be obedient. Because it's not going to be your skill, your ability that is going to carry the day or bring forth the victory. It is your obedience. Because when I obey or you obey what God says, He will move through you or I in ways that are beyond our ability. They're supernatural. And He will accomplish His will and His goals. And if you feel like I can't, hear God saying to you, don't say something contrary to what I have said.